Well, I'd like you to imagine that you're a shepherd and you've gone down to that stable in Bethlehem all those years ago. Mary has just given birth and Mary and Joseph are standing there. Well, Mary maybe not, but Joseph's certainly standing there, and they haven't named the child yet. Joseph looks to you and says, well, what should we call him? Well, you're a time-travelling shepherd, so you zip back to the 21st century and quickly Google what the most popular baby names are at the moment. And you discover that for boys, number one is Liam. And Liam means strong protector. It's not bad, is it? Number two is Noah. And Noah means rest. Number three is Oliver, which means fruitfulness. Well, it's a boy in the manger. Had it been a girl, for number one, you could have chosen Olivia. Not very much originality here, is there, amongst the British people? But Olivia, again, means fruitfulness. Number two, for girls, Emma, which means universal. Bad luck with your Emma, that's quite an odd thing to mean, isn't it? Oh, number three, a pretty name, Amelia. Well, at least I think it's pretty, maybe you don't. But it's got a bit of a tough meaning. It means industrious. And you can imagine parents using these names for their newborn children. So perhaps that couple down the street, and he works in the Dreams Superstore. She's a mindfulness coach. And their little boy, they call him Noah for rest. Or that other couple where she's an entrepreneur and he's an engineer. Or no, I had it the other way around in my notes. She's an engineer and he's an entrepreneur. And they long for a hard-working, productive member of the human race. Their little girl they call Amelia. Perfect. Perfect. She's going to be industrious. And then that other couple across the street, a policeman and a policewoman, their child, well, their baby's going to follow in their footsteps and help the community. He's going to be Liam, strong protector. Is that what parents do you think? What about you? I don't think parents do. I think they go, Amelia? Oh, that's a nice name. Something like that. Well, let's zoom back in time to the stable. What should we call the baby in the manger? I'm afraid we don't have a choice because God has already decided. God has a plan for this child. In fact, God has a very long-term plan for the child. A plan that's been going for years and years. And he's already announced some details about this plan. And we heard them in our first reading, which was from the book of Isaiah in the Bible. So Isaiah 9 verse 2, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. This child is going to dispel the gloom of the world. Isn't that wonderful? Like no one else, he's going to dispel the gloom. And also, he's going to be a leader with wisdom, integrity and power, inspiring worship and bringing peace. Isaiah says, to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he'll be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Wow. A leader with wisdom, integrity and power, inspiring worship, bringing peace, like no other leader the world has known. And so God gives Joseph a name to call this baby, and the name means the Lord saves. Well, of course, because he's going to dispel the gloom. He's going to lead people to peace. The Lord saves. That's what Jesus means, the name. The angel says to Joseph, God's messenger says, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what's conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus, the Lord saves. That's what it means. Now, someone might say, hold on a minute, David, hold on a minute. Haven't you heard? There's been a survey, and they found that 40% of people in the United Kingdom don't even think that Jesus was real. They don't think he's historical. They think he's made up. 40%. So that would mean, out of you sitting here, 2 in 5 of you, if only we could fill the pews as usual, 2 in every pew, think that Jesus didn't actually live. He wasn't actually real. You see, the trouble we've got is that we're not very good at working out what is real, what is possible. Our imagination isn't very good and we can't cope. So try this out, a little experiment. Who would have thought it? Think back 1 year, Christmas last year. Try and think back to that. Remember, Christmas was cancelled at the last minute and you couldn't have anyone round. Did you think then there would still be a pandemic in a year's time? We didn't, did we? We thought it would be over, maybe after 3 months, 6 months. We thought it would be gone, they'd have fixed it. And yet here we are, still pandemic. And who knows what will be announced this week about who we can have around for Christmas. Okay, let's try another one. Think back 2 years, Christmas 2 years ago. A normal Christmas. Maybe you went to stay with friends, maybe you had family around. Maybe you had a huge meal, lots of you, on Christmas Day. Perhaps on Boxing Day, you had the brochures out, or you were on the internet looking for your holiday for summer. Yeah? Who would have thought what would happen next? Did you think there would be a pandemic? No, it wasn't on anyone's radar. None of us had imagined it. We're not very good at imagining what might actually happen. But our lack of imagination hasn't stopped it happening. Our lack of imagination doesn't stop Jesus being real. Now look, if God did have a long-term plan that he'd had for ages, and a baby was born who could dispel the gloom of the world and who would grow up to be a leader who with wisdom, integrity and power, who would inspire worship and bring peace, don't you think he'd make his birth really special? Something that stood out? Don't you think he'd make his point with a really meaningful name? Joseph, don't be afraid. She'll give birth to a son and you'll give him the name Jesus, because he'll save his people from their sins. How do you feel about the Downing Street lockdown parties? You're outraged, of course, aren't you? Oh, one rule for them and another for us. It's not fair. While they were partying like no tomorrow, we were all sticking to lockdown, abandoning our Christmas plans, unable to see Granny in the care home. Well, that's partially true, but not completely, is it? I mean, last Christmas, there were a surprising number of cars on the road. Presumably, they're all making emergency visits to people. Not going to see relatives that weren't supposed to be going to the houses of. You see, most of us, when it comes to it, will break the rules, won't we? If it means getting what we want and we think we can get away with it, well, we walk on the grass. We cross at the crossing when the crossing lights are red. We throw a sickie. We're economical with the truth. Yeah, we all do it, don't we? And this rule-breaking tendency wrecks our relationship with our Creator God. It is what is behind. It's the real cause of so much darkness in the world around us. Broken relationships, unforgiving friends, damaged lives. Perhaps we've been on the receiving end of it and we feel it. Or maybe we've dished it out. Or both. It's a tragedy. It's dark. So it's a great thing, isn't it? It's a good job that he is real. This newborn Christmas child all those years ago. This miracle baby who came to dispel gloom. Who would be that leader with integrity and wisdom and power. Inspiring worship. Bringing peace. So what should we call him? Well, Liam, strong protector. Nah. But it would kind of work, wouldn't it? Liam, strong protector. Or what about Oliver? No. But fruitfulness, well, the life that he led was very fruitful. All that great teaching, those amazing miracles, his death on the cross, being a sacrifice for sin, his powerful resurrection, bringing him back to life, that's fruitfulness, isn't it? So Oliver would work, but no. What about Noah? No. But rest, well, he alone brings a true rest in our relationship with God. It's okay, God has already chosen a name. God knows that you and I need saving. And so we're back in the stable, and all eyes are on you. And Joseph says to you, what should we call him? Well, God's idea is pretty good, isn't it? For this little child, he's going to dispel the gloom and lead with wisdom and integrity and power, inspiring worship, bringing peace. What name will you give this child? Will you call him the Lord Saves? Will you give him the name Jesus?